I would invite your attention today to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. This is such a rich book, and especially this last part, because it is so very practical. It is filled with things that you can just take, apply, and live a better life. And I can't express to you how that the things that God put in here, we need. And so, today, and I'm going to tell you this up front, probably only going to make about half of the outline you have in the bulletin today. Sometimes as a preacher we get aggressive and we think, okay, we can cover all that. I don't want you to quit listening before I quit preaching. And so, probably just going to cover about half of that. But I do want to cover these verses very thoroughly. And we're going to begin Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. We're going to go ahead and read through verse 24. Would you stand with me as we read from God's Word? Verse 18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. Brother Ken Worthen, would you lead our hearts in prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. Do you ever feel like life is a struggle? Like day in and day out, it's a battle? One thing I've noticed about where we are in our culture today is that the battle that people face day in and day out is the battle for happiness. Now, happiness is a very shallow word, all right? And I actually, when I say be happy, I'm actually shooting for a deeper meaning, such as satisfaction, joy, and just that peace on the inside. But people today, if you notice, the struggle is happiness. And it seems that no matter what we do, what we come up with, and how hard we try and how hard we fight, we can't get there to the point of being satisfied. And it's because I believe we try to create our happiness. We try to write the rules as we go, do whatever we think will make us happy, and it never works. It never works. I call your attention to verse 17, and we didn't read this today, but I'm going to read it right now. Verse 17 says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, I'm going to offer you this morning this advice. Do not think you can make the rules as you go and change life to please yourself and it'll make you happy, because it will not. Okay? Don't think that you can redefine marriage and it'll make you happy. It will not. Do not think that you can outlaw a rebel flag and that will cure the ills of our society. It will not. Do not think you can elect a new president and everything will be all right. It won't. All right? The key to satisfaction and happiness is contained there in verse 17. Excuse me. When he said, but understand what the will of the Lord is. The key to joy, the key to satisfaction is to live within the parameters of the will of God. Okay? God has given us a pattern, a rule book, a map, if you will, that we can take this book, and if we'll take it and apply it to all aspects of life, we're going to discover that it works. It amazes me how we keep doing what does not work. God's way works. And God has given us, in the verses that we're going to be covering in the coming weeks, it's a key to happiness, satisfaction, joy, and peace that passes understanding. And we began with verse 21, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Are you listening? If you're listening down here on the floor, would you say amen?
Amen.
If you're listening in the balcony, would you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. All right. I've got everybody's attention. Submitting, or the word to submit, is not an insult. Okay? I realize the first thought that comes to mind is, I'm my own person. I won't do what others tell me. I will live my own life. I won't bow down to the wants, the desires of another. No. Just put that. Open your mind. Okay? It's really hard for us to do, right? Really hard. Open your mind. The word submit means to be under the authority of another. Okay? And like I say, the first thought is, oh no, people are not going to tell me what to do. Well, you got to get rid of it from the very beginning, or you're never going to reach that place where a life is satisfying, peaceful, happy, and good. And so the first thing I want you to notice is, of course, what it means to be under the authority of another. But I also want you to notice the last line of verse 21. It says, submitting to one another here in the fear of God. So here's your choice. That word fear means reverence, respect, honor. The first thing we're going to learn about submission is that you can rebel and be in contradiction to what God says works, or you can submit and honor God through your submission. Does that make sense? Okay. And if your idea of submission is then you will not honor God with your life. All right? Very, very straightforward there. You will either honor God with your submission or you will dishonor God with your rebellion. All right? He said, be subject to one another, or submitting to one another. It does not speak of bowing down to the wants and the desires of people. There has been a time or two in my ministry, that I realized that people were just kind of taking advantage of church staff, of preacher, of others on church staff, and just an opportunity to, quote, abuse or use them at their pleasure. That's not what submission is, okay? That's not. That's not the idea that Paul is putting forth here. It doesn't speak of doing the dirty deeds of another and doing things that others don't want to. It very simply means to respect and respond to authority. Okay? I realize this word is foreign in our culture. Authority. All right? As a matter of fact, most people, all they know is to rebel against authority. All right? That does not work. I'll give you an example. A policeman. Do you love police? Oh, we can love our police better than that. Do you love our policemen? Amen. Amen. They do good work. When an officer of the law approaches me concerning a legal matter, perhaps my car, in through no fault of my own, was proceeding faster down the road than it should have proceeded. I'm sure that my speedometer was incorrect. I wonder how many times they've heard that. My speedometer must be messed up. Listen, adults and children alike, don't use that one. That one's older than I am. It never works, okay? But when an officer approaches me concerning a legal matter of whatever it is, he is the authority. Okay? My place is to submit to his authority. It is not my place to run from him, to badmouth him, to deny him. It is not my place to abuse him in any way. Why? Because he is the designated authority of the law. Alright? It is my job to absolutely respect and honor his position, even if I do not agree with him. It is my place to say yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, for that matter. You say, Brother Doug, what if they're abusing their authority? Well, if they're abusing their authority, I can take it up with the mayor or their supervisors later. But in that moment, the moment requires my submission to his authority. Okay? I'll be honest with you. I really believe our policemen are getting a bad rap today. You know, they come to make an arrest and people run and they pull out guns and the policeman responds and they're, you know, the question is always, well, why did you shoot him? Well, it was either him or the officer. Anybody with any respect for authority knows he should be respected. I want to tell you something else. You know what I expect from a police officer? I expect him to come when I call. By that, I'm talking about my life is in danger. Somebody has broken into my home. Will you come and rescue me? You see, don't you expect the police officers to respond to that call? I'm in trouble. I'm being robbed. Come and deliver me. Yes, you see, in our society today, we want the police to come rescue us, but we just don't want to show them any honor and submit to their authority. Very sad. Very sad. Young people, I want to introduce a word that is very foreign in our culture. It is called respect. Okay? What happened to the days of yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am? Parents, we're going to be talking parents later. But I want to tell you something. You should teach your children how to have respect. And part of respect is yes, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. I'll be honest with you. It bothers me. It bothers me for a young person to address a older man or woman and say, yeah. Yes, somebody else. You call them yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Why? That's submitting to authority. Brother Doug, they don't have authority over me. Oh, yes, they do. By their very age, they have authority over you. Amen. And the wisdom in their age. Teachers. Have you ever noticed how society has swung? When I was a child, I know, walk to school, uphill, in the snow, both ways, all that. I know, okay? When I was a child, the teacher was always right. And I'm not talking about abuse or anything like that, okay? But the first thought was, did you get in trouble today at school, Doug? Why? Yes, Dad, I did. Well, come here and let me show you what real trouble is. You got it at school, you got it at home. Okay? I learned at an early age, respect the authority of my teachers. Because I don't know how it worked, but my dad knew whether I got in trouble when I got home or not. I still don't know how he did, but he did. Might have been the guilt on my face. Young people, children, learn how to honor your teachers. Learn how to honor your mom and dad. And we're going to get into this later. This is kind of an introduction message in case you didn't, okay? Learn how to have respect. Parents, do not let children get away with anything less than respect for authority. Whether it be another adult, whether it be a police officer, whether it be a teacher. Do not let our children get away with that. Okay? Because you see what's happening in society. We're living in an age where the criminal is right. The officers of the law are always wrong. Or that's the way it's portrayed in the media today. Okay? And we're raising a generation that has no concept of what submission to authority means. Do your children a favor. Teach them, moms and dads. Teach them. But this, in what we're addressing today, in verse 21, and if you'll notice, I can't get off verse 21, okay? But verse 21 says, submitting to one another. What he's talking about? He's talking about a church relationship. Did you know that you're supposed to submit to one another within the church? What is he talking about there? Well, Hebrews 13:17. Obey those who have rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Did you know you're supposed to submit to church leaders, pastors, teachers? Okay? As long as it's Bible. Now, listen, don't get angry at a preacher or a teacher for preaching something that comes from the Word of God. All right? Do not get aggravated over that. That is not between you and a pastor or a teacher. That is between you and the Holy Spirit of God that's convicting you. Okay? I promise, I will do my very best in messages that I preach not to be aimed. You see, I don't want to aim a message. I want to preach the pure, unadulterated Word of God and let the Holy Spirit aim that message. Okay? That's my goal as a pastor. And as a matter of fact, I hope your expectation is, preacher, don't lie to me. Love me enough to tell me the truth. And when you're taught the truth, whether it be by me, another pastor, or a Sunday school teacher, when you're taught that, take it to heart. Take it to heart and put it into practice. Okay? Don't just let it fall. Well, nobody's perfect. No. Submit to the authority of the leadership of the church. More specifically, submit to the authority of the Word of God. And it's not just pastors, but people within the church. Let's go back. Young people, please respect and honor the senior saints of Victory Missionary Baptist Church. Okay? Every child in this congregation, please look at me right now. I want to tell you that Victory Missionary Baptist Church exists today because of some of the senior saints who started out in this church and dedicated their life, their money, and their work and their talent to build this church. Now, we're here by the power of God. Okay, I understand. I'm not trying to take away. But God uses people. All right? Listen, young people, respect the older people of Victory. Respect the adults of Victory. Back to where I was a moment ago. Church leadership. Okay? Did you know that I'm not the only leader in this church? I thank God for that. Committees. We elect committees to lead in our various activities. Building committee, sound committee, mission committee. Did you know I submit to those committees? Oh, Brother Doug, no. Oh, absolutely I do. You know why? Because, see, we have entrusted people to do a job. Quite honestly and quite frankly, jobs that I don't want to do. That I don't have time to do. Okay? And so when the building committee comes and they may have a recommendation that, well, I'm not really excited about that one, or I think maybe a better way would be another way. But the building committee has researched it. You know what I do? I say yes. I submit to their authority. I vote yes. Why? Because they have been put in that position. They are led of God to fulfill the role that God would lead. And I want to respect their authority. Finance committee. You know we got to respect those guys, right? They write the checks. No. You see, we do want to respect them. But the idea there that I'm getting across is often I've seen people just out of the blue make a financial motion. I think we as a church need to spend X amount of dollars on so and so without thinking. We have a financial committee that knows how much the church has to spend. You see what I'm saying? I listen to those guys. Because I don't want to count the money every Sunday. I don't want to know what people give. But I do want I do trust their authority. My point is, there's a lot of areas within the church we need to be careful with. Brother Dale, you know I run the song service, right? No, I do not. I have I don't know if I can say very little. I don't really have anything to do with the song service. Why? Because that's his area and I submit to his leadership when we worship. And I'll tell you something, we worshiped today, didn't we? You know? See, God has put him in that position and I want to submit to his leadership there. You see, that goes on all through the church. That's what he's talking about here when he says, submit to one another. See, I want to tell you something about submission. Four facts about submission. Submission has to be voluntary. I don't want to force submission. Nobody in this church will grab you around the neck and drag you down the aisle and tell you to repent. Nobody in this church will catch you by the ear. How many of you remember the being taken out of church by the ear thing? Wasn't those good times? Great. Only happened to me once or twice. I got the message pretty quick. But you see, submission is something that you give. Whether it be out there to a police officer or a teacher or in here to this pastor or to a committee or to a deacon or to a church leader, it's something that you give. Heard a story one time of a teacher, a little boy in her classroom, was standing up. She told everybody to sit down. The little boy didn't sit down, and she told him again, sit down, you know, and he never would. And he just stood there just defiant. She walked over, picked him up, and set him down and looked at him and said, "I said sit down." The little boy said, "Yeah, but I'm still standing on the inside." You know, that's kind of our idea of submission. You beat me down. You made it. No. Submission has to be voluntary. It's an action that you choose to take. And you choose to take that action in honor of God. And what I want you to get today is the idea of submission is not just okay, it's good. Because if you don't get it today, then we can't pursue the rest of these messages that Paul is going to get across. Voluntary. Submission has to be voluntary. Submission will benefit the church. Okay? Submission. It promotes harmony. You see? Have you ever been to a Baptist business meeting that blew open? I want to tell you, it's no fun. It's no fun at all to watch people stand up and shake their finger at people. You know what the problem is? The problem there is a submission problem. Number one, they're not submitting to God. Number two, they're not submitting to church leadership. All right? But have you ever seen someone, and let me say this, in the 5 years I've been at Victory, I've never seen that, and I praise God for that. Okay? But have you ever seen someone who stood in a business meeting and said, "I disagree. I don't think we need to do this." And spoke their piece and then sat down and it voted on and whatever it was got passed. And then after it was passed, that person that said, "I disagree with it," becomes the ringleader of the promotion of whatever it was. And he supports it financially. He supports it with his work and with his life. I saw a guy one time in a church that I was involved in and said, "I don't think we need to build." And everybody in the church said, "We need to build." He said, "I don't think we do." And this guy, he voted against it. But after the vote was taken, guess what? He was the highest contributor and the hardest worker in the whole building program. It's amazing. You see, that voluntary submission will benefit the whole church because it promotes harmony within the church. And submission does not mean that you are inferior. You see, here's the deal that most people think. You know, if I submit, that means I'm not as good as somebody else. No, it very simply means that God has set someone in authority in a specific situation over your life. Okay? And it's okay to submit. At work, you have supervisors. Amen? There you go. You don't walk into your supervisor and say, "I will not do what you tell me to do. I will not do what you lead me to do. I'm going to do what I want to." Guess what? You won't have a supervisor anymore because you won't have a job. You see, here's what I want to give you. Anything without a head is not alive. Okay? Everything has to have a head. But it does not mean that head is better than you. Then that person of authority is a better person. It just very simply means that every orchestra has to have a conductor. Can you imagine? I love Brother Dale and the way it all comes together. He gets the pianos going and guitars going, and we've got horns over here and bass and drums. And boy, I love it. Don't you love it? Say amen if you love it. Can you imagine? If there was no leadership there, I just imagine Y'all just play what you want to. Turn it loose. Here we go. Oh boy, it wouldn't work out well at all, would it? Do you see the need for submission? Dale's up here leading us. But it doesn't mean that he's better than those guys over there, better than these guys over here. It just simply means he's the guy that God has set in that position. Therefore, I owe him my submission. Okay? Then, finally, submission is for everyone. 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 Can you say, would you repeat after me? Submission is for me. Submission is for me. Hey, that was pretty good. Submission is for me and for you, for pastors, for teachers, for church members, for people living within the community. Listen, without submission, there will be no leadership. Without leadership, there will be chaos, whether it's in the church or in the country. My personal opinion right now is that I think that's what's wrong with our country, is we have no leadership. But that's me. And what I want you to grab, okay? See, I know you ladies are looking at next week thinking, okay, next week's that wives submit. What I want you to grab out of this message is everybody has to submit somewhere in their life. Okay? Otherwise, you will be a rebel who never has peace. And I want to close with this thought. That's where we're going to stop. Okay? The first step of submission to any authority is to submit to the ultimate authority. That authority is God. Now, I want to ask you, everyone in the pew, I want to ask you, what is your stand with God today? Okay? 1 Peter 5:6 says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." My first recommendation is, quit fighting God. Okay? You want to be happy? Quit fighting God. Are you a child of God already? You say, "Brother Doug, I know I'm saved." Are you submissive to the will of God in your life? That's step number one. To happiness. Second thing, are you a child of God? Lost folks, quit running. Every time you sit in church, you're bothered, and you know that if you were to die, that heaven is not your home, and you know that things aren't right, but you're just not quite ready to make a decision because you've got some things you want to get done first. Quit trying to do it your way. God is the ultimate authority. He is worthy of your submission. Don't you know what you're doing is not working? Matthew 11:28-30. "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This series of messages, be happy. You're not going to be happy until you submit to God. Are you a child of God? Are you living within the will of God? If not, it's time to submit to the authority of God, your Creator. Perhaps you're here today and you know you're saved, but you've not followed the Lord in baptism. Why not? "Well, Brother Doug, baptism's not important." No, see, that is pride swelling up within you. Baptism is important. Jesus Himself was baptized. Why haven't you been baptized? Because you have not submitted to the authority of God. Perhaps you're here today and you don't even know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You and I both know your life's not working the way it is. It's time to submit to the authority of the Savior and call upon Him for salvation. Whatever your spiritual need is, you say yes to Jesus, and I can promise you that's the answer.
Our Father in heaven, thank you for the day. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the reminder that that we all have a submissive attitude and a submissive heart. Father, I pray today that you will help us to be receptive, to follow you, Lord, and just to submit our will, laying our will to the side, and submit to your will. Thy will be done, not our own. And now as we come to this invitation, you know every heart and every life. I pray that this congregation will experience absolute submission to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.